You must have heard in the news regarding Korea's stock exchange. Like how in India we have Nifty 50, their main index is KOSPI. KOSPI stands for Korea Composite Stock Price Index. It is the index for all common stocks traded on the Korean stock exchange. In Nifty 50, Reliance, Airtel, HDFC Bank, they are the heavyweights. Similarly, in KOSPI, Samsung and SK Hynix, the world's dominant semiconductor companies, they dominate the Korean stock exchange. Recently, this entire Korean index has become one of the most volatile indices in the world. Since June 2026, it has fallen up to almost 30%. Investors have poured billions of borrowed dollar money into South Korea's AI stocks because of its growth, and now it has turned into a wild casino. Stock prices are moving up and down so sharply that over half of the market's lifetime trading sessions have been halted because lower circuit has been hit repeatedly many times in the past 6 months. On June 23rd, the KOSPI index went down 10% in a single trading session, tripping a circuit breaker and a 20-minute trading halt, with SK Hynix and Samsung together about half the index, both falling more than 12%. And that sell-off spread fear across Asian and US markets. It partly recovered the next day and then continued downward. Then there was a second wobble in mid-July. Recently, South Korean chip stocks dropped again after some brokerage firm made a speculation by saying SK Hynix company may earn less than expected this quarter because sales of its newest AI memory chips were slower. Now, this news started as a small concern, but then it quickly spread across global markets, dragging down AI giants like Micron, SanDisk, Western Digital, and AMD as investors rushed to sell. Now, another problem is that in South Korea, margin borrowing has become a major part of retail trading, and recent reports show that margin loan balances are reaching record highs as investors increase leverage bets on the market. Those of you who don't know margin loan, it is the money you borrow from your broker to buy more stocks or other investments, using your existing holdings as collateral. So the South Korean retail investors had about 34.4 trillion won, that is around $23 billion in margin loans riding on this AI trade as of mid-July. Now this figure is slightly low from June record of 38.6 trillion won. So imagine that kind of leverage bet will amplify the swings of the market in both directions. $1 billion worth of money is not a small amount. Now you can easily make sense out of this. It is Korea's AI bubble that is bursting since June 2026. But then not everyone believes this is a bubble. Because there is this other side of the story also. Many believe that the AI boom is being driven by real demand, not hype. There is a lot of truth to this argument. Just think for yourself. AI has made work easier and more productive for millions of people. Demand for AI continues to grow because individuals and businesses are finding new ways to use it every day. It's not as if people are saying, "That's enough, I don't want AI anymore." Most users who find AI valuable are adopting it more, not less. At the same time, some people remain skeptical and frustrated, either because they are still figuring out how AI fits into their work or because they prefer traditional ways of doing things. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean AI demand is slowing. It simply means adoption is happening at different speeds across different groups. Plus, if you see the ground reality, South Korean government, along with its two biggest chip companies, plans to invest over $576 billion to expand production of AI memory chips because demand is growing much faster than supply. Even India is now pushing into commercial memory manufacturing and research on high bandwidth memory, which is the kind of memory used in AI data centers and advanced compute systems. India AI Mission is the Indian government's national program to build a stronger AI ecosystem in India. It was approved by the cabinet in March 2024 with a budget outlay of about 10,000 crore for over 5 years. So, there is a demand for AI. It is not correct to say that it is a bubble. Of course, investment point of view is a whole different world than real economy. Investing happens in cycles, and their bubble formation is part of the game. But if you see in practical world, AI demand is clearly growing. More companies are adopting AI, consumers are using AI tools more frequently, and big businesses are investing in AI infrastructure because they expect it to improve productivity or create new products. Now that suggests that there is a genuine underlying demand, not just speculation. However, the stock market is different. Investors don't just price today's demand, they price future expectations. If expectations become too optimistic, stock prices can rise much faster than companies' actual earnings. That's when a market bubble can form, even if the underlying technology is genuinely valuable. So to put it more easily, AI itself doesn't have to be a bubble for AI stocks to become one. The technology can be transforming the world while some companies' share prices become overvalued because investors expect too much too soon. We have similar examples in the past. The internet wasn't a bubble. It transformed the world. But if you remember, many internet stocks during the dot-com era were widely overvalued. Railroads and electricity also changed civilization. Yet investors have experienced greater profits and growth around them. So the argument is simple. Companies with the best understanding of the market would not spend hundreds of billions of dollars if they thought this was just a short-term craze. Real bubbles usually happen when there is too much supply and not enough buyers. Here, the opposite is happening. Countries are struggling with semiconductor chips to meet demand. So what's the bottom line? Many investors believe that an AI stock bubble is one of the biggest risks that the global markets are facing today. Since South Korea is home to some of the world's biggest AI memory chip makers, their stock market is often seen as an early warning signal for the AI industry. However, there is also the other side of the story that I spoke about. AI demand is clearly growing. What we are seeing on stock market is more of a sharp market correction and extreme volatility. It is not a proof that the AI boom is over. The demand for AI is still strong. Big AI companies are not stupid or lying about their billions of dollar investments. As an investor, we just have to wait for the right time because clearly the charts are saying that the stock prices have simply run too far ahead of reality and correction is not a bad thing. And just to give you a little more hint for broader understanding, right now the biggest money either from the government or private companies is going into three main areas. Chip fabrication, that is building chip factories, then making advanced AI memory chips, HBM, and building massive data center filled with massive computing power. And if you look at the role of the governments and private companies, governments are trying to secure supply chains. For example, countries like United States, China, South Korea, Japan, and India don't want to depend on other companies for AI chips. They are investing billions of dollars to make sure they have enough chip factories, raw materials, and manufacturing equipment within their own friendly network. They want a reliable supply even during wars, trade disputes, or sanctions. And if you look at the private companies, what they are trying to do is, they are trying to secure compute capacity, meaning AI companies like OpenAI, Google, Meta, Microsoft, Amazon, and SpaceX, they need enormous number of AI chips, mostly GPUs and AI accelerators, to train and run their AI models. They are racing to buy or reserve as many chips and data center resources as possible because whoever has the most computing power can build larger and more capable AI models. So private companies are the business names, while governments are the ecosystem builders. For an investor, the easiest way to separate them is to ask who is making money directly from chip demand and who is enabling that demand through policy, funding, or procurement. Government creates the runway, private companies fly the plane. So when you ask where to invest, the answer is usually not the government, but the public companies that capture the government's spending, subsidies, or strategic demand. Similarly, if you want the answer whether AI is a bubble, apply the same logic. Governments are still building ecosystems, that is the runway. Once that is done, private companies will fly massive planes. So all you have to do is track government spending, who gets subsidies, who gets procurement, and who is supplying the essentials like HBM memory, advanced packaging, lithography, and AI compute. The key takeaway is this. Investing is important, but understanding whether there is really an AI bubble is even more important. Governments and some of the world's largest technology companies are investing hundreds of billions of dollars into AI infrastructure. They are not making these decisions blindly. They are investing because they see long-term demand and strategic value. Now, that doesn't mean stock prices can't fall. Market corrections are a normal part of investing, especially in fast-growing sectors like AI. A correction doesn't automatically mean the AI story is over. It simply means prices have moved ahead of fundamentals and they are now adjusting. So, the real lesson is this. Don't just follow the headlines. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching and I'll see you in the next one.